Good morning. I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guests today are Parag Kandar and John Duda, who are winners of the 2015 Baltimore Social Innovation Journal for their idea to develop more co-ops for businesses in Baltimore. Welcome, guys. It's great to have you on the show. I'm really looking forward to hearing about the idea and where we're going to take it. So how did y'all get together in the first place?
Well, thanks for having us here. Well, I came to Baltimore about 2.5 years ago to work at the University of Baltimore in the Community Development Clinic. And as soon as I started there, basically looking at ways in which to work with small businesses and nonprofits in the area, I was told that John is one of the people that I should meet. So we started talking about 2.5 years ago.
Yes, and I work at, among other places, at Red Emma's Bookstore Coffee House in Station North, which is a worker cooperative, and it's been around for 10 years. Been one of the worker co-op, the first worker co-ops in Baltimore in recent history. And we, for a long time, did not have any real support in what we were trying to do, which is to build a democratic economic institution. And connecting up with Parag was really helpful because all of a sudden we had some legal support. And we could start to think about what we were doing, not just as a side project, not just as something nice to do, but as actually a viable economic form.
So, Parag, tell us a little bit about what your vision is for BASE Baltimore.
Sure. Well, the idea behind BASE, which is Baltimore Activating Solidarity Economies, is to really think about how do we build an inclusive economy, you know, for the city of Baltimore that is built on principles of equity and also really values the whole range of different assets that the city already has and the great energy in the city around a whole range of different concepts and ideas. So, you know, building an ecosystem for that around worker cooperatives and worker ownership is one piece of that puzzle.
So, John, if you go to basebaltimore.org, you would see sort of a tutorial on how to get it together and what people have done in the past. So tell us a little bit about what's on the website of basebaltimore.org.
Right now, what we've tried to do on basebaltimore.org is just establish our values and establish where it is that we're coming from and what it is that we see as important principles for our work. We're also really committed to listening. We don't want to come in to neighborhoods in Baltimore and say, this is what your economy should look like. These are the institutions you need. We have ideas. We know about tools that have worked elsewhere. We know about strategies that people may not be aware of. But we want to start by listening. And we want to start by assessing the needs of communities and the opportunities that are already present with those resources. So one of our initial projects is going to be looking at existing Black businesses in Baltimore, small businesses, things in sectors like hair care, possibly restaurants, and looking at what those businesses need in terms of, are there ways they could cooperate more? Are there ways they could direct more of their purchasing to other local businesses? Are there ways that they could think about converting to worker ownership? But really starting from a perspective of listening to what the community needs and where the community is at, and then bringing the tools and the expertise and the legal skills and the business advocacy skills to bear onto those problems in a real way.
Thank you, guys. For more of this interview with these Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winners, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.